One of the highlights of the 2016 Governor's Conference on Agriculture was hearing from former ag directors of Missouri dating back to the first Governor's Conference on Agriculture 47 years ago. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear Lowell Moeller, former director, talk about attending all 47 Governor's Conferences to date.
I was fortunate to be a part of the first Governor's Conference on Agriculture. It was held in November of 1968 at the Nevadian in Jefferson City. Dexter Davis was the then Metropolitan Commissioner of Agriculture, Warren Burns' governor, and they had appointed an advisory committee on agriculture a few months ahead of the actual conference, and their recommendation was to put one together, try to bring farmers together from across the state to talk about issues and importance in the industry, to recognize young people for their accomplishments. And the goal was to, as Richard said earlier, have kind of the union of agriculture, and that was the goal. The program committee that year was co-chaired by Cordell Stimmel. Some of you perhaps know him as editor. So it was for many, many years, of course, you all remember him, I'm sure. Our program was primarily directed towards government farm programs. We had a lot of federal speakers there. We had a number of people there that were talking about future agriculture. And it was really very successful, 200 people or so in attendance. The conference was held at the Vermont Inn for about 10 years, then moved to Lodge of Four Seasons. I expect many of you here remember the Lodge. Maybe Jim, you moved it down, I'm not sure. But it was very successful at the Lodge for many years, then over here a couple of years, and then John Hagler moved it to St. Louis and Kansas City a couple of years, and back to Canterbury. It was a wonderful start of something I hope continues forever and ever. I was really glad to be part of it. In those days, we didn't have a soybean association or a corn growers association. We just initially got the Missouri Livestock Association converted over to the Missouri Cattlemen. We had no checkoff programs, so it was a totally different ag leader scene in those days than it is today. And it was a fun being a part of it. Pleased to be able to attend all of them since, and I hope I can continue to spend a few more, and I hope to continue in the future. Thank you very much.
And now on the Ag Calendar, coming up this Friday through Sunday at Tantara Resort, it's the Missouri Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show. I will be there with live reports with today's Ag Report on KMMO. I'm Larry Smith.